The first time the world's leaders began to get serious about climate change was at the Changing Atmosphere Conference in Toronto in 1988. Then it was at the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992. 1997 brought Kyoto and more discussion and new targets to replace the ones we didn't meet following Rio. Which brings us to 1999, and we're still caught up in the rhetoric about global warming. We've become so obsessed with targets and percentages that somewhere along the line we've lost sight of why we're doing all this. So I guess I shouldn't have been surprised when I recently attended Canada's first National Energy Efficiency Conference. Once again, it was mostly about reaching goals and reporting numbers. The problem is, the majority of us have no idea what these targets mean, let alone motivate us to actually achieve them. They don't work because they don't tell us how to get to where we need to go. They're the ends, not the means. Don't get me wrong. We need the statistics to know whether we're on track or not. But relying solely on targets and numbers is pointless. I don't know what a ton of carbon dioxide looks like, nor do I care. What I do care about is that what I'm doing is affecting the world around me. And what I need, what we all need, are tools. We need to find practical examples of things that work and copy them. It's pretty straightforward, and we don't need to be atmospheric scientists to understand what we're doing either. Take the city of Toronto, for example. They've already exceeded the Kyoto targets for carbon dioxide reduction. And they did it, not by worrying about numbers, but by looking at practical ways of cutting their energy consumption. They simply installed energy-efficient lighting and retrofitted city buildings. And that's just the beginning. There are a whole lot of really practical ideas out there that allow us to cut greenhouse gas emissions, save energy, and save money. And maybe that's the key. Instead of bombarding the public with a bunch of statistics that nobody really cares about, what we should be emphasizing are things that work. Take programs like Toronto and duplicate them in our own communities. Let's face it, arbitrary goals established by some international agreement aren't about to motivate the kind of change that we need. To seriously reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, we have to change consumer habits. One light bulb, one household, one city at a time.